Praise the Lord, somebody.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord, somebody.
Praise the Lord.
Please be seated. Glad to see all of you this morning.
Amen.
We're a little light this morning, but that's all right. That's all right. We are here. Tamela Mann, one of my favorite contemporary gospel artists, sings a song entitled, "I Can Only Imagine."
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard that song?
Yeah.
I don't know how many of you have heard it.
Yeah.
But the lyrics say in part, "I can only imagine." Can you imagine just standing before the King? I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes would see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. To be surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. I don't know about you saints, but I can only imagine what a sight it must have been to be among the crowds, especially in the sixth chapter of John's Gospel. To see faces full of awe and anticipation, to hear their voices as some cried out in order to be seen, "Touch me, Jesus. Heal me, Jesus. Heal the person that I love, Lord. Help me." To hear their voices calling out to the one that many called Rabbi. Oh, I can only imagine, can you imagine? The vast crowds seated on the side of the mountain, hanging on to Jesus' every word. And then ready to eat after a long day with nowhere close to buy food. I can only imagine, can you imagine, the squeals of delight and words of thankfulness as a feast was being passed around among them, enough for everyone. Oh, it must have been an amazing sight as thousands gathered again the next day to see what the man called Jesus of Nazareth would do next. Would he tell them more about God and about God's kingdom? About eternal life? Would there be more miracles? Would there be another meal? Now it was said among the crowd that this Jesus had been sent by God. And it must have been true for many because many of them had never known or seen anyone quite like Jesus. Do you know what I'm talking about this morning?
Yes.
To know Jesus, yes, and know that he is unlike any other. Oh, they knew the history of their ancestors. Their ancestors who were sheltered sheltered and provided for by the God who claimed them as God's own. They knew the stories of the plight out of Egypt and the wanderings in the desert. And who didn't know among them, except for the babies, of how the Lord their God provided manna when their ancestors were hungry, and how the Lord their God provided water when they were thirsty. And who did not know, except the babies in their mother's bellies, that God, it was said that God one day would send someone special from the line of David to redeem God's people once and for all. And so was he the one? Was this Jesus the one? Oh, we read this story today and last week and the week before that, and we'll read it again before our time is over. And we know, but did they know that life was changing? That a new chapter in salvation's history was unfolding as the Lord their God and our God continued to make God's presence known in the world? Oh, they should have known. Did they know? Did they have a clue? As God continued to provide through the Word made flesh. The Word made flesh who announced himself as the bread of life. Yes. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, Jesus told the crowd. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
Hallelujah.
Believe. Believe and have eternal life. They should have known. How could they know? They should have known that Jesus was God's special somebody standing right there in their midst. Oh, I can only imagine. Can you imagine standing before the King? I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes would see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. But then it happened that after sharing this amazing news of being the bread of life, that folk started acting funny. Folks began to talk about him. They began to question his credentials and his family. We know how we do. Oh, if cell phones, Twitter, and news feeds had been a thing back then. What does he mean, I have come down from heaven? What does he mean? Rick, what did he mean? Ain't this Joseph's son? Ain't this Mary's boy? We know his sisters and his brothers. We remember him sweeping up dust in Joseph's carpentry shop. I am the bread of life. Has he gone off his rocker? He can't be the one we've been waiting for. Where did he go to high school? I can only imagine. But then Jesus called them out. And he stops the questions and the divisiveness, knowing full well who he was and why he came. You know why he came, Pat, don't you? You know why he came, Joyce?
Yeah.
His mission was to give life and love to the world.
Yes.
To offer himself wholly to those who would accept him, and even those who would refute him. As Joyce often said in Bible study, we have a choice. We have a choice. Accept Jesus or reject Jesus. And that includes you. And that includes me. Then and now, people who have their fill of bread or other things find it difficult to see that God provides more than we can ask or imagine. You see, sometimes we find ourselves becoming numb and blind to all that God is doing in the world. And the crowd? Well, they could only see what was obvious. Bread and fish. Enough to fill their bellies for one day, but you know what? The next day, they were hungry again. And who is he? Who is he that he could possibly give them more than a meal? Who was this Jesus to offer anybody eternal life? What do we say? What do we say in 2021? What are the things that you and I remember? What are the things that we are looking for? What are the things that God is putting right there in front of us? Do we know and trust Jesus to be the one? Do we know and trust Jesus to be the one? Even though sometimes we find ourselves hungry and thirsty, and searching. My siblings in Christ, Jesus' words today still ring true. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Because you see, I am all that you need. I am all that you need.
Yes.
I can only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. Will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall. Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. My sisters and brothers, each and every day, Jesus offers us himself. He offers himself to us as the bread of life. And for those who truly believe, who choose to believe, he is the true bread from heaven. And those who choose to accept this bread, oh, we cannot be the same as we were years ago. We cannot be the same as we were last week. We cannot be as we were yesterday.
All right.
And we can only imagine that after being fed by the bread that Jesus is, that all of us, people everywhere, will be more attentive to the needs of others and realize that we, as Paul said to the church at Ephesus, we are members of one another. We are members of one another. No one left out in the dark. Not one person left out in the cold. We are members of one another. And we will remember that instead of complaining about the world, that we become the change we want to see. O saints of God, beloved sons and daughters, brothers of the one and brothers and sisters of the one who redeemed us on the cross at Calvary, if we choose to accept this bread that Jesus offers, we will not be the same. We will not be the same, and neither will the world. For the hungry will be fed, the naked clothed, the homeless will find shelter, the unjustly set captives will be set free. And loving our neighbor as we love ourselves, and hopefully we love ourselves, will not be an option. Can you only imagine living into God's kingdom? Can you only imagine living into eternal life? Even now, even today, can you only imagine? Not in the sweet by and by, not in the sweet by and by, not later on, but now, as Jesus taught all who would listen. For now is the time and the place where Father and Son dwell and invite us to join in their relationship, to live into kingdom living. And what is kingdom living? Living with what? Compassion? Mercy? Forgiveness, whatever, what else? What else is kingdom living?
Love.
What else? What else? Don't be shy, what else? In God's world, things would be different than peace than they are. Can you only imagine? Jesus. Jesus, bread of life. The world is hungry. And we are hungry. Be known to us in the blessing and breaking of bread this day. For we are drawn by your invitation. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Lord Jesus, bread of life, we stand before you ready. Let us eat and be satisfied. Then let us sing our hallelujahs in thanksgiving. Open our eyes to see your face in each other. Let us be the bread we receive and go out to be the bread for the world. We can only imagine. We can only imagine. We can only imagine.